You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Hey everyone, and thanks so much for joining me today. It's a very special, exciting day because this episode kicks off the second season of Table for Two. We're thrilled to be getting back into the swing of things at my favorite joint in Hollywood, the Tower Bar.
Oh my God, hi.
Hi, sweetheart.
You might notice that the room is buzzing a bit more than usual, and I think it's because everyone knows we're having lunch with today's guest. She's a brilliant actress who has acted on Broadway, television, and in many incredible films. Her latest movie, The Holdovers, has earned her a Golden Globe Award, a Critics' Choice, a BAFTA, and a Screen Actors Guild Award. To top it off, she's been nominated for an Academy Award for Best Supporting Actress.
If I could get a seltzer water and an Arnold Palmer, that'd be perfect. Thank you.
That's right. Today we're having lunch with the one and only Divine Joy Randolph. So pull up a chair, grab a glass of rosé, and join us for the first episode of Season 2. I'm Bruce Bozzi, and this is my podcast, Table for Two. You know, what's really amazing about you is, and I had no idea, your parents took a job. You grew up in Hershey, and they were house parents.
Yes, yeah, so my parents.
Is there...
Which is interesting. Yeah. So I grew up in Philadelphia. And then in eighth grade, my parents got a job. And when I was in Philadelphia, I went to prep schools. My mother in particular, because my mother is an educator. They made sacrifices so that I could go to private schools and prep schools my entire education. But I was a, what do they call it? A day student. Day
as
student.
As opposed to sleeping up. Right,
exactly.
Right.
So I would get bused from the inner city and go to these like beautiful suburbs and have this whole other life and come back. I remember coming back and the first time I had sushi at school and just being like, whoa, what is this? I love it. And I remember my parents sat me down and they said, you have to promise us if you're going to have these opportunities that when you come back home, you introduce us to it, you introduce your friends to it, so that this world is not just your own.
Oh,
bring back what you learn and share, right? Their parents were adamant about, we're going to still live in the inner city, but we're going to go have that experience, and then you bring back what you've learned.
Got it.
And you bring that back into your community.
Right.
And that's something that I'm still aim to do, right? And try very hard to do. So that was up until eighth grade. And then we moved to Hershey because there's a very big boarding school there. The difference with that boarding school is that at the time we were there, it could have changed, I'm not sure. But the mission was that it first started off that Milton Hershey, the man who made the chocolate bar, his wife couldn't have kids. And so they created an orphanage. And it was a boys-only orphanage. Then it was boys and girls. And then that orphanage then turned into a school.
Okay.
So the where I think, and I don't know how all schools are ran, these kind of like boarding schools, but this is a boarding school at that time that was a bit more for at-risk youth.
Okay.
So less of like affluent families dropping their kids off.
Right.
It was more of at-risk youth and giving them an opportunity.
Okay.
Similar to how I had opportunity to go to these places. And so my parents were house parents or like dorm parents.
Okay.
And yeah. So we had this big house and we had like 10 to 12 kids.
That's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Right?
The similarity for sure. So I know not only going to school in these environments and then living in this environment all throughout high school.
Right.
So yeah, I definitely think that had an influence on it and how my parents had to be parents to all of us.
Right.
Especially because it's at risk, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So some people don't have parents in their life, or some people are raised by their grandparents, or you know what I mean, whatever their situation is.
Yep.
And so it's always remember how when some kids got left for the holidays, or you know, parents couldn't take them or whatever for whatever reason, how my parents would try to make it a little extra special, or you know, I've experienced holdovers before. My mom is a teacher, so that never stopped, you know what I mean? And they're house parents, so it's not like a dorm person in a college sense where like they only step in when there's a problem.
Right.
They're in middle school, high school. They're very hands-on.
Yeah, they're developing.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a big responsibility.
Yeah, they were parents to all of us.
Yeah.
And I had to share my parents with them.
Wow. I mean, you go to Temple, you get a Bachelor of Arts, you go to Yale, you get an MFA. Like, that's like a big deal. Did you like, you know, I know that you pursued a career as an opera singer and a singer, and like, which is something, you know, I just had no idea. And then you sort of pivot when you realize, oh, the acting bug, the acting, that's in you. You want to pursue?
No, that's actually not how it happened. So I've always loved music, but growing up, I had a lot of interests. So my parents were kind of like, we're cool with what, I was always told, we're cool with whatever you want to do. But whatever you do, get the best education you can at it and be very good at it.
Right?
And so education and competitiveness is in my blood, right?
I love
it's
that.
Just,
yeah.
It is what it is. And so when growing up, when people were like, oh, I want to be a this or that, I genuinely for very, like, very, very late, I did not know what I wanted to be. No, high school, I didn't even know. I didn't know what my career path was going to be. And I remember in high school, there was a girl who came from Canada, a new student, and she was talking about this performing arts school that she went to. And I just was like, this sounds amazing of what she's speaking of. So I blindly auditioned for it. I got there and it was all classically based. Like they had jazz and music, instrumental, but not like a jazz vocal.
Right.
And I grew up on more like jazz and R&B and soul and that kind of thing, right? With Philadelphia and like the Philly soul sound.
Yeah.
And so that was like a shock to me. I was just dicking around because I was like, I don't know what this is. So I was like faking it.
Okay.
And so then we auditioned for an opera. And I end up getting one of the leads. And I was like, this doesn't even make sense.
Wow.
So this is an
interaction. So you got pipes on you.
Yeah, it's, I knew I had singing, but opera?
Right.
Question mark, right?
Yeah.
And so this was in Traverse City. This is like 2-3 hours away from Detroit.
Okay.
But where this magical, beautiful place is, it's like on a lake and all these pine trees.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like, but we're like in cabins.
Right.
So we're roughing out in cabins and I got sick due to like the mold and stuff.
Yeah.
So I ended up completely losing my voice.
Okay.
So I'm at a performing arts school with no voice as one of the leads.
Wow.
But I will never forget that experience because I feel like it was a very spiritual, soulful experience in which, in that moment, I was a junior in high school. I was understanding what it meant to be an artist and to begin to think of process. And I never had thought of stuff like that before because I couldn't speak.
Right.
So my inner voice was the loudest voice I could hear. And everyone around me is having a good time and expressing themselves creatively, and I can't. So it's like I had to rely on other senses.
Right.
And I was so internal that it allowed me to begin to, I think that truly was the place of me birthing myself as an artist.
Okay.
And so magically I get my voice back the day of the show.
Get out of here.
It's weird. It's really weird. It doesn't make sense. My parents were there. I'm like, why are you coming? I don't even have a voice. My voice comes back. It magical.
So have they not replaced you? Like somebody?
The understudy, one of the sweetest women, girls in the world. And literally the teacher, because they made me come to all the rehearsals. And yeah. I was like, this is brutal. Why are you doing this to me? They made me come to rehearsals. And I'll never forget, the teacher was like, just lightly part your lips and breathe as everyone's singing around you. Because, and this happened when I went to a Barbra Streisand concert, and I sat in like the 10th row, and I did it again like as an adult.
Right.
Our vocal cords vibrate the sound we're hearing. So that's like, have you ever gone to like a rock concert?
Yes.
Or like where someone's like screaming?
Yeah.
And when you go home, you either literally right. have a sore throat,
right.
or you're like, ugh, and you just feel like, right?
Yeah.
It's because our vocal cords are vibrating to match that.
Okay.
When I went to the Babs concert,
yeah.
I was in beautiful voice. I was like, oh, she has beautiful form.
Sure.
Because my vocal cords feel yummy.
Right.
Right? And so instinctively, I guess my body, the anatomy, I was rehearsing, though I was not phonating.
Right.
And so I was able to do.
And it was healing.
It was healing. Yeah.
And so wait, so now it's getting very close to the night that you're going to have this performance. Do you all of a sudden start to sing?
I know.
Like,
so
when did you realize?
It was the day of. The morning
did they
of,
say,
the teacher was like, we're going to do vocal warm-up. And I was like, why? I'm not performing tonight.
Right.
And we started doing vocal warm-up. And it was like the first time that I was starting to phone it. This is a crazy story. And I literally am like, oh my God,
like
I'm going up the yeah. register. And I'm going higher and higher. And I never get, I asked the girl. She was in the room with me. I could not believe this. The understudy was in the room. And I'm just looking at her and I'm crying. And I'm like, I'm so sorry because I'm going up.
Right.
And she was so sweet. I was like, let me go on tonight because my family is here.
Right.
You could do the rest of the shows.
Right.
Just give me
oh,
one.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, no, she's been doing it the whole time. I'm not going to sit
wow.
there. No. But I was like, just give me this one. It was opening night. But just give me this one. My parents are here. And we could do the rest,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So at this point, I'm now like, schools are coming, all this stuff. Juilliard, you know, Manhattan's College, you know, School of Music. Everyone's there. So I was like, okay, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm an opera singer. Went to Temple for the teacher. Opera to me was like what Shakespeare is to some people, right?
Mm-hmm.
You gotta imagine, I'm from inner city Philadelphia. I wanted, you know how when you sometimes can watch Shakespeare and it's literally like a foreign language, you don't know what that person is
yeah,
saying at all?
Yeah, it takes a while to get the ear so you even understand that.
Our teacher says that's when they're doing it for themselves.
Oh.
When you're doing it for the service of the work, because think about it, it's just old English.
Yes.
And when people were watching Shakespeare, it was the plebeians in the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually like very broad comedy and drama.
Yeah.
That even uneducated people
could understand. And right.
But when we sometimes put this highfalutin thing on it,
sure.
right?
Yeah.
Same thing for opera. The only difference is quite literally in another language.
Yeah.
So I was like, I want to make sure my reasoning for wanting coaching, if that's what we're going to call it, was so that my family, when they came, could understand. And other inner city people who came, where Tip was a city school, could understand what was happening.
Which to me,
stay connected.
Brings me back to when your parents said, no matter what you learn,
that's
you bring
right.
back.
That's right.
And you share. That's part
exactly.
of
it. Exactly. Somehow they thought I was in the mix as someone that was now trying to leave the music department to go to the theater department. Was not the case.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to make it make sense
right.
for the viewer. Because I was very much so sold at this point on being an opera singer.
Right.
But my teacher told me I can go travel the world, eat pasta, eat really good food. Men are going to dote on me. I can wear gowns, furs, lots of money. I was like, this is me.
I'm in.
This is me. Are you kidding? Right. This is me. Right. And so I was very much into this.
I'm falling in love.
I was so into this. How are you going to tell me no?
Exactly.
Dripping with, what? Right. Renee Fleming?
Right.
Please. Well, Renee Fleming me. So they got upset and they essentially flunked me out.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Junior year in conservatories is really like your senior year.
Okay.
It's like your big, all culminating, almost like your senior thesis.
Okay.
It happens in your junior year. You do an aria in every language, well, every language, the romance language. So, I don't know, German's not a romance language, but German, English, Spanish, Italian, French. And then you may do like one other English or like another for free you can throw in there.
Yeah.
But it's like 6-7 pieces.
Wow. Yeah.
They flunked me. No way. I had a full ride.
Yeah.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Welcome back to Table for Two. Today we're having lunch with Divine Joy Randolph and talking about her path to acting. Before the break, she was telling us about leaving the music program at Temple University unexpectedly. So how did she make the pivot to the stage?
So while it was happening, right?
Yeah.
It was as if it was like the store is closed, right? Like the grate is coming down or up rather for me. And I was like, and it was this thing of this inner monologue of, this isn't about you. Don't let this penetrate mm-hmm. you. This isn't your story.
Right.
So don't even attach yourself to it. Right. So this is happening and they're saying this. And there's just like, there was a disassociation.
Yeah.
I think a healthy one. And I call my mother, and I'm blissed. This is my junior year.
Yeah, you're like...
Senior year is just about what opera house or what symphony am I going to be connected to. Mm-hmm. That's all the senior year is, putting you at what house are you going to be at.
Setting you up.
Yeah. And so my mom, cool as a cucumber, said, I'm going to give you the weekend to, you know, feel everything you're feeling. And then on Monday... You're going to go across the street and you're going to apply and see if your credits can transfer over into the theater department. I will never forget. I was on the street. I had a tantrum in the middle. I'm not an actor. I don't want to act. Losing it. My mom was like, do you trust me? I'm telling you, see if the credits can transfer. She said, I looked online. It seems like most of your credits can transfer. You're going to still graduate on time. Go across the street.
Yeah.
And apply to the acting department. I came there dragging my, you know how a little kid just drags their backpack yeah. as they're coming?
Yeah.
And I'm literally like, here's my application to be an actor. And she's like, are you sure? And I'm like, no, but my mom says I had to come here. Literally, like a four-year-old, yeah, like right. where you can't even.
Right, like that.
Literally, like hyperventilating. Yeah. And she was like, okay, well. And so I was there for a year. And I'm so grateful because they saw something in me. And I was only there for a couple of months before December approached that next year. And I had to apply. Well, if you wanted to, that would be the time that you apply for graduate school. Right. And remember, we came back from Christmas break. And the dean asked me to come into the his office. And he had four applications on his desk. He said, I just need you to sign right here. I said, what is this? And he was like, you're applying for graduate school. Now, mind you, I'm literally in just survival mode of like diploma.
Right.
Nothing else.
Right. Done.
And I was like, no, sir. He goes, well, what else are you going to do when you graduate? And I was like, well, I don't know. And I love to sing. He goes, well, that's, you always will have that. But you have a gift here. And I just want you to explore it. You got a taste. I mean, mums, nothing. I knew nothing of acting.
Yeah.
But then I'm looking at these and I'm like, Yale, NYU, what?
Right. Like
the top ones.
The top ones, yeah.
I don't even know what acting is really yet. And Yale was my first one. And
this is next
level. I just went.
Just went, interviewed, did an audition.
And I knew, yes. And all these kids are crying and throwing up in the corner. And I'm like, what is this?
Yeah, right.
This is why I don't like these actors. They're yeah. weird and too, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
musicians are a lot, but yeah. Jesus, you're acting like a tenor. It's too much. I had one of my first interviews, and it was Ron Van Loo, who's a god. I don't know who this man is.
Right.
And he's like, do you know where you're at? And I was like, oh my God, did I come to the wrong school? Because they were like packed. You know, I was like, I came to the wrong school. He goes, no, you're at the right place. But do you know where you're at? I said, they told me it was the Yale School of Drama, sir. And he was like, go downstairs and just walk the hallway and come back. So I walked downstairs to their cabaret, and on the walls is pictures of students from the past as students. So I'm seeing Meryl Streep in a boat. I'm seeing Paul Giamatti with a clown nose on, Lee F. Schreiber. I'm seeing Angela Bassett with Lawrence Fishburne and an August Wilson production. I'm like, what is this place?
Yeah.
And I come back upstairs and I was like, okay, cool. You know what I mean? Like, just trying to keep.
Right.
I was like, I went downstairs. I saw it.
All right. I get it.
And he was like, you're different. There's not one like you. So this is going to be difficult for you, this path of being an actor. And he was like, Al Pacino, De Niro, Meryl Streep. There was no them before them.
Mm-hmm.
He says, so it's going to be a hard and lonely road
mm-hmm.
because you won't necessarily have a blueprint or something to.
Sure.
We're going to make this up as we go.
Right.
And he was like, but if you trust me, I will give you everything you need.
Wow. So I mean, so like at this point, like people are crying in the hallways.
Yeah.
And he's saying, you're in.
You're well, not you're in.
Okay.
But I just know as an actor, this is going to be a long, hard road.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But with the right people, you can get what you need.
Right.
And he said, too, of like, you know, don't compare yourself because you'll lose every time.
Right.
Just don't even do that.
Right.
I said to him what I said to other schools. He was the first one, right? So I still had other schools I had to audition for. And when I asked all of them, because you all have like an interview, and they say like, well, what would you like from this program? And I've said to everyone, I want to have the skill set and toolbox to be able to play any character ever written,
mm-hmm.
no matter what I look like.
Yeah.
Every single school. No. Well, no, because you're this or right. that. Yale was the only school that was like, but of course, that is wow. exactly what our curriculum is based off of. So I knew deep down, just from that answer alone,
mm-hmm.
this is where I want to go.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Thanks for joining us on Table for Two. Last year, Divine starred in the critically acclaimed movie The Holdovers as Mary Lamb, the head cook at a New England prep school. I adored her performance and want to know all about how she prepared for the role and what it was like working with director Alexander Payne. So, congratulations on The Holdovers.
Thank you.
And if you haven't seen it, you gotta see this movie. And Divine's been nominated for Best Supporting Actress for the Academy Awards. Congratulations on the Golden Globe. You. Like, holy cannoli. It's a big deal. Tell me about the story, what resonated. And, you know, you're working with Alexander Payne. And,
yeah,
you know,
Paul Jim.
Yeah. And what resonated with Mary Lamb? And what kind of, how did you relate to her?
The script came with such a level of detail and authenticity that I usually, that like, I don't know how to say it. It's like, you know how you have your standard of doing something, whether it's cleaning. Yeah. Let's say you have your standard of cleaning. Cleaning person comes over. Let's say your friends come over, stay the weekend.
Yeah.
And the thing is like, cool, do whatever you want. I'm not going to charge you. Just clean up after yourself.
Right.
They clean different than you clean. Right? And you have to then go behind them and clean.
Yeah.
That's kind of how it's been for acting.
Really?
Right? That like script-wise
uh-huh.
and the details of the character, it wasn't at the level that I had hoped it to be prior. So a lot of times I would have to go then... not behind them, but kind of, and be like, great. So if you're willing, I would love to collaborate in bringing in these details and bringing in these nuances.
Can you give me an example of a detail and a nuance? Because
a lot of times it comes down to the script. That there's certain things a lot of times that are generalized.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, well, let's pontificate on that. Like, what do you mean? Or you have her doing this, so... is that what you mean to happen? It feels like there's a missing step
yeah.
or you have this happening for her, but nowhere have you explained her history, her, do you know what I mean? Like, oftentimes I'll deal with, like, especially in TV, she's kind of just there.
Yeah.
To the service of others, obviously the lead. And so what was so exciting for me for this script, that when I read it, I was like, oh, they've already done a really good portion of this. So that immediately got my attention. And I was like, aha, okay, this is different.
Okay.
In regards to the caliber and quality of the script. Usually I'm having to fill in the blanks, I say. A lot of the blanks were filled in. And what was really cool, when I spoke with, when Alexander Payne called me initially to have the director's meeting, I didn't talk too much, and I wanted to just get an understanding of his sensibility in regards to storytelling overall, and in particular to this project, and even more so with this woman. And what I thought that was so amazing is that someone who is so well decorated and lauded and like, and he's like a Hollywood darling. I don't know what you call it, the male version, but he's very revered and loved within this industry.
Yeah.
There was no ego. Mm-hmm. There was a willingness to understand and learn. He was very clear of like, you know, there are some things culturally that I'm not going to know about.
Right.
I'm leaning on you to help me with that.
Right.
Or I've seen this before, and I think this would be really a beautiful moment to show this detail. Perfect example, Rollers. And, like, some of the clothes.
Yeah.
So when she's watching the Newlywed Game and she's, like, in her little, like, nightgown, whatever.
Yeah.
Overcoat, nightcoat, whatever you call
purple.
It. Yeah.
Purple.
Right.
Yeah.
I think initially he wanted her to predominantly be wearing stuff like that.
Okay.
At all times.
Okay.
And I was like, no, she's still working.
Right.
Even though it's a holiday, she's still working. And this is a woman who takes pride.
Right.
Like, I wanted it to look like she has... She may not have much, but she has a beautifully well-curated closet.
Yes.
You know, you have some friends where it's like, they're more of like a minimalist with clothing, but everything they put on is a hit.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I wanted it to be like that. You know what I mean? Yep. Like, she doesn't have a lot, but you better believe she's thought it all through. Everything is well put together. She takes great care of her clothes.
Yeah, you see that when you open up the closet. And then, you know, you end up also on your son's uniform.
Yes.
But you really see the...
Yeah, and it's like the suit is starched and it's meticulous.
Yes.
And she's always touching things. She's a very tactile person.
Yep.
Her nails are very, like, you know, manicured. And she's very put together. Her little jewelry, like, everything has a place and a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And similarly with the rollers. He was like, oh, I would love if she, like, rocking rollers. I was like, cool. But in the privacy of her room.
Right.
Because she's working. Also, this is a black woman in a predominantly all-white environment.
Yeah, right, right.
There's a certain level in which she's never going to, and that's part of who she is.
Right.
She's never going to literally and figuratively let her hair all the way down.
Right.
She's never.
Right, right.
Right?
Yeah.
And so, but that was cool because I was like, oh, I don't know, you know, he is who he is. And I mean, with literally the utmost respect, that sometimes you can have a little bit of pushback. And there wasn't any.
It's interesting because now that you share that, that scene now takes on something, you know, I think I felt it, where when the intimacy of him coming into your space and you sitting on the couch and you have the rollers and you're watching the dating, the Newlywed Game.
Yes.
And you understand that you're now in Mary's, like, very...
intimate space.
Intimate space. Yeah. And it's different than what you've seen Mary when she's not only in the kitchen or out of the kitchen, in her uniform or in her street clothes.
There's a coldness when she's in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Everything's steel and industrial and like sterile to be clean for those purposes. Even in the when they're like walking throughout the halls of the school, there's a coldness.
Mm-hmm.
There's a warmth. When she's in her space, when she's in her sister's space, and when she's in the living room.
Yep.
I wanted to bring this sense, even with the clothing of, I wanted people to want to touch her or know instinctually upon seeing what that fabric is and what it feels like. I want it to be a sensory experience in that sense.
bingo. I mean, it really is. Because now I'm even, you know, picturing the dinner when you're invited to have the dinner. Like, just the hair, everything about it is like.
That's like her Sunday's best.
Yes.
Right? That dress shows up at a funeral, at a wedding, at a graduation, any kind of celebration.
Right.
That's her best.
And when you go visit your sister, and you got to see this movie, people. You got to see it. When you go and you're driving there, and now the characters at this point have really created, it's a very complicated relationships. Mm-hmm. It's a very heartfelt. These are complicated people who have been pain in their life, and you know you're being driven by Paul. They're going to drop you off when they go to Boston, and you know the way you present. You know, and it's the formality of that versus it's also very important in the relationship you have with Paul's character and the young man's character. The young man, I'm forgetting his name.
Dominic Sessa.
Very good.
Very talented.
Very talented. It was Alexander really.
Yeah, I think that's one of his many strong suits as well.
Yeah.
Casting and bringing people together. I think a lot that we lucked out on is we genuinely did and do have amazing chemistry together.
Yeah, you do.
Especially me and Paul, there's something that was just instinctually there. I think in regards to the technical elements, in regards to sheer acting and by us both being under the same curriculum, but there's just something kindred about us that showed up. And so a lot of times we did, you know, sometimes when you do a scene, especially as you're getting to know the person, there's a dialogue and there's a talking of what do we want to create and da-da-da.
Yeah.
And we never did.
Really?
We just was, you know, we did 2 to 3 weeks of table work. And that was where, because people have asked like, oh, is it improv? And the answer is yes and no. We did 2 to 3 weeks of rehearsal and table work, which is unheard of. And we used that time where we all were there together, all the actors.
Right.
David, who is the writer as well as the director. And we went through the whole script, scene by scene. And then it was like, does this make sense? Do we like this? But we used that time to go through it scene by scene. And then at the end of every scene, he would then say, okay, great. So does this seem real?
Right.
Does this make sense? Is there anything we should take away? Anything we should add? Because for me, it happened quick. He offered it to me basically like, Thanksgiving weekend.
Okay.
And then we started filming January 1st.
Oh, wow.
So I had a lot to do in a little bit of time.
Yes.
Paul had known about it for a while.
Yeah.
And Dominic had gone through, I think he said like 8 auditions and callbacks.
Okay.
So he had been in the whole process.
Okay.
It was newer for me, so I had a lot to do in a little bit of time of smoking, the dialect, not really brushing up on my cooking, but cooking, like just getting into the world. Working with Wendy Chuck, who's the amazing costume designer, we pulled all vintage things. And if we didn't, we couldn't get the vintage thing. You know, vintage is fragile.
Yeah.
So certain things, putting on at a rip or something like that, we then source vintage fabric and make custom stuff of that.
Yeah.
So it was really, again, about like the textiles.
Yes, the tone is right on. I mean, you feel from the car to the weather to the couch to everything.
Yeah.
You really
did nail it. The corduroy.
Yes.
And I always wanted to mix a lighter, sheer, more romantic. She was very, because I'm really the only female outside of one other character, I felt really responsible of showing femininity and womanhood in this era, in this film. And so I always wanted to mix something sturdy and practical with something soft and like whimsical or angelic.
Right.
And so like when we go to that Italian restaurant, I have on like this corduroy pencil skirt, but it's like periwinkle with these like really dainty like little bouquets of paisleys and flowers.
Yep.
But then a very soft sheer powder pink like pussy bow
like
blouse.
Wrap. Right.
Yeah.
And there's a wrap. There's
I had a coat that I just draped
just
the coat over.
Draped over.
And I always wanted to show these notes of like Jackie O vibes or like Coretta Scott King vibes. Or I wanted to have this sense of like the quintessential woman that I wanted to make sure, or like the dainty necklace and little small dainty earrings. I wanted that energy to somehow intercut with this very masculine, antiquated, you know, English almost
yeah.
vibe
yeah.
that, you know, prep schools can give.
Yes.
It's no. a constant pressure cooker.
Yeah.
The entire movie.
It really is.
And filming it, I felt so uncomfortable.
Really?
To constantly be putting a lid on, she's so contained in a way that I'm not.
Right.
And it felt so uncomfortable. But I knew then I was at the
right
space. So some of those things is also divine feeling uncomfortable.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
There's a deliberateness.
Uh-huh.
She talks much slower than I do.
Right.
She takes her time. You know what I mean? I'm yep. very like, I'm a Gemini Taurus, so it's like.
Right. Yeah. Like boom, boom, boom.
Yeah. And she's like, well, we'll see.
Right.
Chop the onions. Let's right. start there.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, there's something beautiful too that broken things can also heal other broken things.
Yes.
And it's not that stigmatism that you need to, and this is a beautiful message I hope that people catch. You don't need to be perfect or whole in order to be there or help or be a listening ear.
Yes.
For someone. And in doing so, more likely than not, some healing will trickle onto you as well.
Yeah.
Today's lunch with Divine has been epic. She is a true star on the rise, and you can tell she's got so much success ahead of her. She's also a total professional, so before she has to leave us to run to a photo shoot, I'm curious about what projects she has on the horizon.
I gotta say, you're really one of a kind.
Oh,
you really are. This is your time. I mean, you have, and I'm gonna just say you have Brideheart coming up.
Yes.
You have
with Rebel Wilson and
Shadow Force with Rebel Wilson. You're starring yeah. in that. You have an action thriller with Kerry Washington, who I love. Our kids yes. were in school together.
And
like
Omar
Kerry
Sy.
Is the best. And Omar Sy.
Yes.
Exactly. Shadow Force. And we're talking about your fashion. Like, this is the year of divine.
Thank you so much. I'm really excited.
No, this is really exciting. And I'm super, super excited that we got to spend
thank you
this time together, because you're just an incredible person. You're a force, and you give back. And I loved, if anyone's taking anything away, I just feel like what you've taught me today is share what you learn.
Yeah, because it'll come back to you
yeah.
with what you need to learn.
Right.
That's
right.
what I've found.
Right.
And me giving up my knowledge to someone else, I always, like within a month, to the point where I can clock it now,
yeah.
of like, me giving in that way, I then received
yes.
in this way. It's all reciprocal.
Yeah. You got mm-hmm. a big heart, Divine.
Thank you.
You really do. Thank you so much for pulling up a chair today on
Thank
Table
you
for
so
Two
much.
With BB. I absolutely adore you.
Table for Two with Bruce Bozzi is produced by iHeartRadio, 737 Park, and Airmail. Our executive producers are Bruce Bozzi and Nathan King. Table for Two is researched and written by Bridget Arsenault. Our sound engineers are Paul Bowman and Alyssa Midgaff. Table for Two's LA production team is Danielle Romo and Lorraine Virez. Our music supervisor is Randall Poster. Our talent booking is by Jane Sarkin. Special thanks to Amy Sugarman, Uni Scher, Kevin Uvain, Bobby Bauer, Allison Cantor Graber, Barbara and Jen, and Jeff Klein and the staff at the Tower Bar in the world-famous Sunset Tower Hotel. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. visit RightRug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.